Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf. Maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
I love the way that Caleb Williams played. We know that he's a tremendous playmaker. The one thing that they wanted him to do was, hey, play the game on first and second down. When we need the play to be made, now go be special. We saw two special plays on third down when they needed it.
NFL Network analyst.
If you think that was an awful performance, you don't know anything about football. That doesn't mean that I think he's a really good quarterback right now. There's lots of things that I see that he's got to get better at.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Kurt Warner is brought to you by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Great Clips. Great Clips, it's going to be great. And now Kurt Warner joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us. What was the most enjoyable part of watching the Bears yesterday for you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I just think the whole operation offensively was fun to watch. I think the key for me was they won early. They won within the scheme of what Ben was trying to do. And then we got to see Ben come out. We got to see the flea flicker. We got to see some of the fun stuff that's always been accustomed to, always been a part of what Ben Johnson is as an offense coordinator. And we haven't really seen that a lot yet this year because they've been behind and they've been trying to play the game. And they played the game well early, which opened up the opportunity for some of those fun aspects. And then they had success with those fun aspects as well. And so I just think it was a really good overall performance by the Bears in general. I thought Caleb played, arguably his best game as a pro. And, I watched the one in London a year ago where he threw four touchdown passes. But the way he played this game, I thought, you could argue was his best game as a pro. And, he's getting better. And he's fighting the urge to play fast and to play out of structure. And it seems to be becoming easier for him. Still had a number of plays in this game where he was playing too fast, that he's got to slow down, whether it's his feet, whether it's his mind. But I've seen it all year long is he's fighting that and he's trying to learn and he's trying to get comfortable playing on schedule and in the pocket. And every week he seems to be a little bit more comfortable, which has to, has to excite everybody with the Bears. It excites me as a football fan and a quarterback fan because he's so talented that if he can get that down and do those things, it could really, really be special.
A lot of people are excited, but some of us need your help in figuring out why we're excited. And that last minute of you talking about you see him fighting the urge to play fast seems to be what the whole year might be about in terms of Ben and Caleb. Tell us more about that. I saw that you tweeted as you started to look through games that Bo Nix is playing too fast this year. That's a guy that, most of us think, well, he's got it figured out after last year. But no, it's difficult for these guys to do it. Tell us, how can you see Caleb fighting that urge the way that you describe it?
Correct. So you usually play fast when you're not really sure what you're doing and what you're seeing. And so let's just use an example that if you come back and you think you're going to have your number one guy, and so that's your mindset coming out of, a play is, all right, I'm going to have this guy. And you come back and all of a sudden they take that away. And you hadn't really thought about, okay, shoot, I thought I was going to have it. I don't have it. What am I going to do next? And now all of a sudden you're going, okay, now I got to go figure out what I'm going to do next. And you're playing fast. Or if you've got a play and – you have no idea what the defense is really doing. And so, you're trying to read the coverage and they rotate and you're not really sure. And so you don't know where your eyes should be on this particular play. Now all of a sudden things are going fast because you're like, I don't know what I'm seeing. It's like a blur of stuff. And so, slowing it down comes down to, understanding it so well that, okay, I'm going to go to my number one. Oh, they rotated down and took that away. Okay, here's where I go with that. I go to here. Maybe that's just go to a check down. Or, it's recognizing coverages or what I have to recognize with a coverage to go, oh, shoot, I'm going to look at that safety. Oh, that safety's staying back in quarters. Boom, I know exactly what my read is if he stays back. If he drops down, boom, I know exactly what my read is. And when you are in that mode where you know your offense so well, you can process and understand what you're seeing from a defensive standpoint. Now you can slow it down because it becomes reactionary with what you do. I tell people all the time, so you have Peyton Manning who, and I don't know, I haven't really talked to Peyton about this. I'm just assuming knowing how Peyton played the game is I'm assuming that he spent hours and hours watching tape of the opponent's defense. And I assume that because he was so great before the snap, the best I've ever seen it at playing the game before the snap. Okay, they're showing me this tendency or this front or this little thing by the safety. I'm gonna change the play. I'm gonna signal out here to this play. And he was so good at playing before the snap that I assume that's what he studied a lot. I was exactly the opposite, is that I played great after the snap. Seeing it, processing it, being able to know where to go with things, throwing my hots and handling pressure and all that stuff. And so, whereas I don't want to make the statement that I didn't study the opponent film very much, because I did, but I studied the opponent film more from a structural standpoint, not what does this player do and what does this player do? It's what coverage do they like to play? You know, what's an indication that they're playing man or zone or three or four, they're going to drop down. And I spent most of my time, the relative most, studying my offense. Like, I wanted to know every one of our plays like the back of my hand. So when I did see something after the snap, because that's where I was good, boom, I knew right away, okay, my Z receiver is the number one, you know, where I start my progression if they're in cover three. It looks like they're going to be cover three. Oh, boom, in the snap, they run back to cover two. Oh, I know. Now my X becomes my number one receiver, and here becomes my progression from that. And so I studied my offense so much that I knew it so well that I could play reactive football, and I could use my processing to my advantage. And so, yeah, I think part of the process becomes knowing who you are as a quarterback and, you know, what you have to study to be good at so you can play fast and you can play comfortable. Maybe that's I need to study before the snap so I can get us into the right play so I'm fully comfortable when I snap the ball. Or maybe it's I need to know my offense so well that no matter what a defense does, boom, that's my answer. That's my answer. That's my I've got all these answers based on what they do. So I can play comfortable and I can play slow and I'm not going to panic when what I thought was going to happen didn't happen. And that's where playing fast to me comes from. It's from you expect something and then that doesn't happen and you don't really know what you want to do next. So now it's just you're frantic and you're trying to just make a play.
Kurt, I wanted to lean on your experience as a player and someone who trains quarterbacks for a second. What's it like to teach someone after failure versus teaching them after success? Because it seems to me like even with how well they play, there's a lot of stuff that Caleb can still learn from on the tape. And might he or any quarterback be more receptive after a team win and after you have personal success?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think both sides can work to your favor. I mean, you know, sometimes it's easier and more fun to learn after you have success, you know, so you're not as defensive and you can be more open to some of those things because it's like, dude, you just played great. You just got a game ball. But, you know, here's a couple plays that, man, if we do this differently, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, great. But, you know, everybody loves you. And so it's much easier to accept that, you know, as opposed to the failure. Now there's the other side of it, where I'll just use a technique thing. So I'll see these, you know, crazy talented players, Caleb's like one of them, that can get away with bad technique with their feet because, you know, they're able to make some really good throws with their body and do some unique things. And so, you know, if you've had success after doing something wrong like that and you made a great throw, sometimes I think it's harder to get a guy to go, hey, yeah, you made a great throw, but I don't want you to do it like that. I want you to change and have proper technique so you can't miss that throw the next time. You know, I see guys all over the league that, you know, make those throws so they kind of stay in that world and think they can get away with it. And I think it becomes harder at times to teach them through some of those things because they are having success. And, you know, they may not think it's that important because I can make that throw. But I'm going to let you know when you're under pressure one time or when you're trying to speed it up and you do that, you're going to miss. So I think, you know, both sides can be true that sometimes it's easier to learn, you know, when you fail. So like if I go to make a throw that I should make every time and my footwork's terrible and I miss the throw, I'm going to be much more apt in that situation to go, yeah, I got to get my feet right. Yeah. Yeah. Show me what to do so I don't miss that throw. So yeah, I think there's both sides of the coin and the key is always as a player to stay coachable no matter what. Coachable whether you've had success, coachable whether you've struggled, coachable whether you've had success for a long time, or so coachable whether you've had success, you know, up to this point in your career, in college and everything. Stay coachable in every situation if you've got guys around you that can help you, and that's the way you become great.
Kurt Werner with us here on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. After the Bears scored the touchdown in the two-minute offense just before the end of the first half, they showed an angle after the extra point of behind Caleb of a big play he made to Luther Burden down the field. And you could see watching from behind him the tiny margin of openness that you, the NFL quarterback, have to see and have to trust, and you have to be confident. It was so, I mean, it's unbelievable what you have to trust. It's like, I don't know if people understand, and I think I certainly don't when I sit here and get critical sometimes, like, how do you trust that? How do you learn to believe that it's the right throw to make even when it's not there yet, and it may never actually show itself until the ball gets there?
Well, first, I'm glad that you say that, and I'm glad you got to see that. Because it is an incredible job to see that and to play that way with as fast as it goes and the athletes and stuff. And then the second part of that, I will say that for us, when you get to that level, those little windows you see seem huge to us. I can remember the conversation I had on the first throw that I made. So Trent Green got hurt in that preseason game back in 99, and they brought me in that preseason game, and I threw one pass in that preseason game. And I remember coming back, and it was a big in route that I threw, threw the pass, and I didn't think anything of it. It was like, okay, yeah, that was easy. It was, you know, there, the read was there, boom. And the next day on film, Coach Martz brought me in, and he goes, "Hey, Kurt, why did you throw this?" And I was kind of surprised because I'm like, that was easy. It was open. Like, well, I don't understand. But when he showed it to me on film, I saw how tight the throw really was. And, you know, so I went through my process. Well, I saw this linebacker, and the linebacker turned his hips to the right, so I knew he couldn't cover it to the left. And, so then it was just kind of an easy throw right there in that hole. But it was an indication to me that, like, even – high-level coaches, and, you know, when you watch on film, you realize sometimes how tight some of these throws are. But when I went back, and when you're playing, because you've gotten so accustomed to playing and the speed, some of those windows just seem huge. Like, there's no way I could have missed that. You know, like, there's no way I could have missed that throw where, you know, normal people that don't play look at it and I'm glad that you guys are kind of wowed by it, because that is the sport. And that's what, when the great ones become great, they do. You know, they're so good at their craft that little windows seem big, right? They seem like they can't miss that window because it's so easy. But it's, you know, it's high-level thinking, it's high-level processing, it's being able to kind of expand that vision, you know, through understanding and spacing and doing it so much that, that it looks big. But I know the throw you're talking about, I thought it was a great, read by Caleb to go through his processing, because if he's a half a second late on that throw where he threw it, he probably can't throw it because it's jumbled up in front of that. And so, so you saw a number of those things from Caleb yesterday that get you excited, because, you know, I thought week one was okay for the most part. You know, I said it wasn't a terrible game with what was available to him. Week two was even better, you know, that doing more. And I thought this one was better than that. And so you're seeing progress with what Ben wants to do and how they want him to play and growing as a pocket quarterback each and every week. And then to get a win on top of it, I think was huge.
Speaking of progress, Rome Odunze now has more touchdowns this year than he had all of last year. The numbers in every category for a receiver are up. I feel like beyond the numbers, I'm seeing a guy improve. What are the things that we should look at when looking at Rome Odunze and saying, hey, there's a wide receiver who's becoming something?
Well, I think you could say the same thing about wide receiver that we're saying about Caleb, is that the game, when you can slow the game down and start to play the game with your mind, that's where you start to win. I've always said this about wide receivers. Wide receivers and defensive backs. Like, when you're playing against each other, patience wins. The guy that can be patient, if you're the guy jamming the wide receiver, and you're impatient and you go try to jam him and you miss, game over. You know, if you're a receiver running a route against press coverage. And, you know, you're afraid you're going to get jammed, or you're afraid he's going to, you know, shorten you on your route. You speed everything up, defense wins. And so the ability to be patient running routes is where the great receivers are great. And that's what Rome was so good at in college. Last year, he was playing faster than that. You know, he was running through his you know, certain part of his breaks, or, you know, or double moves, and doing everything too fast. And so it wasn't as if he was bad. I mean, he was still a fine receiver, but he, you know, you can't take the step to being great until you can slow it down. And again, part of that is just your mind being able to slow down because you've gotten accustomed to the speed of the game and the speed of the guys that you're playing against. And you're starting to understand the nuance. And that's what I see from him this year, is that's what they expected from him when he came out of college, because he was so good at it in college. Last year, I don't think you got to see it to the full extent because he was a rookie. And, you know, we often say rookies or players make their greatest jump from year one to year two. And it's primarily because of this, because right away it's fast and a lot's coming at you, and you're learning these pro offenses and you're seeing different coverages and rotations. And oh my gosh, you know, it's like a blur out there, and I'm just trying to run my 10 yard out. Like that's all I'm focused on right now. And then you get to the point where it's like, okay, now I start to understand how to set a guy up. You know, now I can see it, and it doesn't seem as fast. And so all these little nuances that I've had in my bag, I can pull those back out. And that to me is what I'm seeing with Rome, is that, you know, now he's starting to use those tools that he has, and he's slowed the game down in his mind, but he's playing fast with his body. You know, kind of what I was talking about with, you know, that analogy as a quarterback, is that everything's fast and the window looks small to you guys, but to me, it looks big because I've slowed that whole thing down. I think Rome is doing that as a wide receiver. And so you're starting to see all that talent and skill come out and show up on a weekly basis.
I'm so glad I asked you that question. Outstanding, as always, Kurt. Thank you. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good, guys. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Oh! Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.